This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
How are we all doing today? I'm making my way home. It is a Tuesday. It's a balmy Tuesday for October. And I am just going to head on to the interstate here. And here we go. If you've checked out my site, it's still there, but I've moved the feed to another site for this show, whatever you want to call it, these audio files. I hate calling it a show because it's more reality than a show. Reality show's kind of an oxymoron. I don't know. Anyway, if you go to wonderhit1.com and check me out there, I've got a new site up there. I think that's what I'm going to use now for my domain, Wonderhit1. It's a domain I've had for a while. I think I've talked about it a little bit in a previous cast. Feedburner feed hasn't changed, so if you're using the Feedburner feed, you won't see any difference. If you drop into iTunes and click on information there, I believe it will point you to the Wonderhit 1 site. My title on the Wonder Hit Wonder site is Audio on Demand, presented by Chris 200, brought to you by Wonder Hit One. So, a little bit of administrative stuff there. What I've done is I've set up a WordPress site, and I've been playing around with it a little bit, trying to get it working correctly, and it seems like I've got it working. So, if you get a chance, go over and check it out. Go on and check it out. I've got some videos out there if you want to look at that through the site, or if you want to look at the videos, you know, through your client, go for that. Well, what's been going on? The PME was this last weekend. Of course, I didn't go. Not a whole lot of interest in going there, and it kind of sounds like it was pretty, I don't know if you want to say lame or lamer than the year before. I'm sure there's some diehards that really thought it was a great thing. Friday off and did a bunch of work around the house. The previous show to this one, I worked on hooking up my system at the house. I've got all kinds of studio equipment there, actually. I got some ideas just a few minutes ago on how to hook it up a little bit differently so that I can add some compression to the cast and get it to work a little bit better with the microphones and that. So we'll have to see if I can get that to work. I think I need another set of... excuse me. I think I need another set of... I don't. I actually have those. That would actually work. Except that screws up my amplifier. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I need another set of those quarter-inch 2 RCA jack gizmos. To get it to work right, I'm going to put that compressor in the very tail end of my signal. I guess I could always put it into an effects loop and see if that helps. I don't know if it will. That'd be another way of doing it. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, Lord. It was raining pretty good this morning coming in. Actually ran really good. I had to slow way down on one section of the road here. Cars were going a little slower than normal, and it was probably safer that I did do that. I couldn't get around a lot of folks with the rain, so. Now that's something you don't see every day. There is, just going right past a way station, there's a car trailer. You know, a semi truck type, you know, how they have car haulers with the semis or whatever. There was two, the trailer was disconnected and sitting there. The truck isn't there any longer. On the trailer there were two police interceptors, Crown Vicks, sitting on I think it was the top of the trailer, so. Something you don't see every day. Police cars, and it looks like they haven't been all, they haven't been tricked out police style yet, but they have the spotlight and that. And, you know, the cop tires, I'm sure, and whatever else, in white. One thing that you don't see any longer here on in Nebraska. I know at one time they went ahead and bought some 5.0 Mustangs, the State Patrol did, and you really had to be careful of those Mustangs. I believe they were, well, I believe a Mustang is a two-door, isn't it? A two-door coupe. And, a lot smaller, a lot faster. Basically, they used those to write tickets and to chase speeders down. They also used Camaros a little bit later on. But you don't see the Mustangs anymore. I haven't seen a Camaro in a long time, but I do believe they still use them. One of the things you do see are pickup trucks now, the new Dodge, I think it's the Avenger, They're using that a little bit. And then, of course, they're still using the Crown Vix, too. So, I usually go under the speed limit, so I usually don't have to worry about that. I got pulled over a few, gosh, maybe it's been about, no, it was snowing out, probably 6 months ago. I had a light out. I didn't know I had a light out. Well, I don't know what it is, but I've got some sort of gut problem again. I don't know what happened. My fear is it's potluck flu. Went to a potluck on Sunday after church lunch type thing, and you know, you never really know who and what prepared some of that food, and kind of lost my appetite last night at supper. Didn't really feel that great. Boy was a crazy maniac last night. He got in trouble just about everything he did. He was running around like an idiot. And, wasn't being a very good boy. I don't know what his deal was. Maybe he straightened out a little bit today that he didn't have to go to preschool.
Stopped it
last night. That may have been iTunes that did it. I started the backup last night when I got home. And then this morning I noticed it had reboot. And looks like it stopped a little bit short. Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. 186 gigs is what the backup file is. And I think I've got more than that on my back, on my hard drive, so we'll have to see how that goes. Heading into the landmark here, Platte River Bridge crossing, headed east today, and I'm going into the reduced speed zone here, the first one. So I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Oh, tonight, what do I have going on? I have swimming lessons at 6, somewhere around 7:30. I think I've got a haircut deal set up. And after that, it's whatever happens. By that time, it's going to be dark, so I need to find out when daylight savings time changes. Does anybody know? It's usually the end of October, but I think they've backed it up 2 weeks. At least I thought it was always towards the end of October. I don't know. I did record a cast Thursday, and evidently my device was full, and what I found out was if you delete a track, it actually keeps the empty space of what you deleted on the card, so it was over half full, and I think I recorded about 40 minutes worth, and it didn't save, so sometimes it happens when you're doing this mobile stuff and your equipment isn't quite set up to do what it's supposed to do, and better slow down here to the 55 speed zone here. Boy, it looks like a hell of a day today. I can't see a cloud in the sky. There are some clouds towards the horizon, towards the south and the east. Southeast, not much to the north. I don't see a lot of folks working here today on the bridge. I'm just going to switch over to the lanes here in a second. And, okay, switching over. Rain probably slowed them down today, probably called everything off. It doesn't look like anybody's working today. That's too bad. Yeah, there's not a soul here today. Just a bunch of equipment. Excavators and some cranes. Looks like they're getting closer and closer to being able to pour this. Got the forms actually on the bridge here, so guess we'll have to see how that all works. And now we've crossed over the bridge and cross over this other little bridge here, which is a site of many accidents. Section here on the way in, it was really kind of crappy. Traffic was down to 45. People were driving like maniacs in the rain. Some folks working here, it looks like. a hydraulic or probably hydraulic. Oh, that guy got stuck, it looks like. Hydraulic unit that they used to drive the pilings into the ground. Looks like this weekend I've got a busy weekend again. Wife wants me to go to Lincoln for some sort of sorority thing she's got going on. Looks like they've been milling this road level. They had to stop for some reason. And my gut's kind of sore. Podcasts faster than they're coming out, or folks are not publishing as many as often. It's been a while since I've heard a Saturn cast. I imagine a bunch of these people went to California for the expo, and that's why. Still listening to Keith and the Girl, East Radio. I picked up Don and Drew again on my feed. I don't know if I'm going to keep them in there. I actually picked them up because I wanted to watch some of the videos they have out there. And I don't know, they were interesting, I guess. I may drop them off. They are kind of interesting. What I do like about them is that they do keep the show a little bit shorter than the other casts that I listen to, around 20 minutes or so. I also picked up Adam Curry again. I don't know why I decided to put him up again. Sometimes he just gets plain annoying, and I gotta take him out of my feed. So I do that. Put him in, put him out. I haven't listened to Trucker Tom in a while. Maybe I should add him back in and see what he's got going on, since some of the casts aren't coming through as often. You know, living close to the interstate and taking the interstate, I'm always on the lookout for Trucker Tom on my hour drive here, looking for that Schaefer truck. He actually comes through the area quite often, but I guess when you're all over the country, I guess that wouldn't be unusual. Maybe once every couple months, he comes through. So, well, I'm just about to the Gretna exit here. I've got one more exit after that, and that's my exit to get off. I'm going to go ahead and shut her down here for today, and be back at you maybe later this week or early next week. Who knows? Maybe I'll do something this weekend in the studio. I really do like the sound of what I got in the studio. I do have to apologize a little bit. I was, you know, checking things out on the system there, and I had the monitoring the ins and outs turned up, and it was feeding back through my mixer and that, so I think I've got it all figured out now, so I get a nice clear signal, I can play music through it, and things like that, so anyway, I kind of look forward to using that again if I leave it hooked up the way it is. You never know, I could have to pull it apart for some reason and, you know, go record something else. The mixer I'm using is actually recording unit, Tascam, I believe, 4-track recorder that I use for my mixer. Even though I don't use it to record, I use it to mix things. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go, and I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.